A group has to have members. This section is about how the group began, how they heard about it, and how it grew and developed into the thriving group it is today.
I think I heard about it quite a long time ago through the DAB bulletin. And
can you tell me what DAB means?
Yeah, sorry, the Derbyshire Association for the Blind. So I think it was mentioned in there once, and I'd never come across a group like that anywhere else. We didn't have anything like that in Ilkeston, although I did join just an ordinary book group at the library there for a while. So we decided to move to Chesterfield about 2 years ago. You know, I knew that the listening group was here, so when we moved here, I decided to join because, one, I enjoy reading, and two, it was a way to start to meet new people.
Well, it's a pleasure to attend. It's so friendly and informal and informative. We discussed the book from that was issued at the previous meeting, and it is so interesting to listen to the different opinions. It makes it bring back to life. It's meeting the people, it's the informal chat and the laughter, and it's being introduced to a wider variety of books. That's been important to me. Mm. And, of course, Sandra keeps us in order in the nicest possible way.
Has coming to the group changed how you feel about the library?
As my position is now, I mean, if it hadn't been for the listening group, I should never have known about the discs and the tapes and this kind of thing. Whereas if I hadn't have known about them, I would have stopped coming because I couldn't read the books. So that was one great asset.
Right, shall we? Don't think so, not at all. Carry on.
Are we all right, everybody?
Yes, thank you.
Shall we just go round the table?